Looking forward to it being a nice weekend weather-wise at the Branch County Fairgrounds as we get set for another edition of Relay for Life. Joining us in the studio is Paul Berry, and you're kind of what, the logistics guy for all of this?
That's the official title, yes.
they put you in charge of kind of laying stuff out, working stuff, partly because it is a brand new location, a lot of new logistics to really work on, right?
Well, yeah, we have to have a little more problem controlling traffic going through the fairgrounds, but the city's helping out with barricades, and we'll have that all set, ready to go.
Well, it looks like, though, that it will turn out to be a pretty good site for it there. You've got electricity, you got water, you got all that stuff down there that you wouldn't actually even have at Heritage Park.
Yeah, each campsite has the availability of the water and electric hookup, so that makes it a lot easier. It's a closer, confined area for walking. I think our communications will be better. Heritage is wonderful. It's a beautiful place. The downside of, if anything, is the lack of trees at the fairgrounds. There's not much shade, so everybody's going to be bringing tents and canopies.
All right. Well, Jamie said, 28 campouts, 32 teams all total for this, and literally thousands and thousands of dollars being raised.
Well, it's the premier fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. This is where the funds really come in for the research and the services and the education.
Finish the fight is the slogan. You've got the T-shirt on right now for the Relay for Life for 2014. What's that mean in your mind?
To me, we're getting closer, I think, I hope, to finding cures for cancer or at least better treatments. And, cancer prevalence is going down again. And let's see if we can finally stomp it down and be done. And finish the fight and then just have a party once a year to celebrate.
There you go. Well, I mean, your family's been touched by cancer. So many families have been touched by cancer. And I think that's what makes this event so universal, isn't it?
Well, it affects everybody. I don't know of anybody that really doesn't have a family member or a friend or a coworker that has, that they don't know that has had cancer.
Yeah. A lot of different events associated with this, with the Survivor Celebration. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, yep.
You've got the Luminary Ceremony. That's at about 9 o'clock on
Saturday
night as well.
Yes.
But also, you've got an auction that's now Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is open to the public. Teams are donating or getting sponsors to donate different items. I'm donating a face cord of firewood, which I will deliver and stack any place in Hillsdale or Branch County. So you just pay your money, and I will be the labor. Kathy's made another quilt. This is more of a personal size quilt, with all survivor shirts. And there's just, there's probably well over 100. I'm sure there's well over 100 items at the auction. Everybody's invited.
Wow, that's going to be 2 o'clock, and that's at the 4-H Pavilion, which is right in behind where the 4-H cabin is. It all kicks off at 10 a.m. and runs till 10 a.m., so Saturday to Sunday. Stuff going on at each one of the campsites. You've got groups doing dunk tanks and...
In fact, it's going to be hot enough, I may bring my bathing suit and volunteer to be in that dunk tank.
Go.
That
well,
might be a good thing.
I'll be there at 1, so you can have it after me. I'll try to leave the water clear.
Yeah,
for
good idea.
But all kinds of stuff. This one, a frozen T-shirt contest. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
I'm not sure I want to or not, but bounce houses and face paintings and all that stuff going on. Themed laps, which is kind of cool this year.
Yes, yep. Depending on which lap you walk, you have an option of dressing up. I think there's a Saturday at 8 in the evening is a Halloween lap, so I know at least for St. Mark's we've got a couple of bags of candy to give out to those who are trick-or-treating during their lap.
So that's all going on as part of this. The 24 hours of walking. It's not the same person walking the whole 24 hours, but it's the teams that are doing that. And then it all wraps up with the closing ceremonies on Sunday morning then.
Yes.
The fairgrounds, so. Yeah. Well, it's such a moving event that this happens here, but it's also, like you said, kind of a great way for the whole community to come together in this battle.
And not everybody can get on a team or is on a team. Here's a way to participate. Most of the teams are having activities, and there's numerous ways where you can donate your money to a good cause. Some will be selling brownies and things like that, and games to play. So it's a good way to raise money and get involved. And if you're thinking of a team, come on down and look it over. Talk to any of us that are in the committee T-shirts, the blue shirts, and we can fill you in and get you some, you know, get you going for next year.
Okay. From a logistics standpoint, then, what's the best way for people to get in and out of the fairgrounds, then?
You can come in off of Sprague Street or Jefferson Street. We'll have signs showing you where to park off on the probably the south side and east and west sides of the area where we're walking.
Okay. And again, it's not that big, so wherever you park,
you're very quick walking distance. And the there will be a food trailer on there from, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Is it till what, 4 a.m.?
Noon so. Till 4 a.m. The Coalition Against Domestic Violence is doing a food.
So get late night munchies, they'll take care of you. So.
Yes.
Right. Well, great. And again, we'll have the luminary ceremony on the air live at 9 o'clock on Saturday night as well.
Yep. And on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, besides breakfast from 6 to 7, the sponsored by the Eagles, there's also a sunrise ecumenical church service that will be going on Sunday morning. So if you want to come and participate in that, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, great. We'll see you down there.
Thanks, Ken.
Paul Bear with the Relay for Life Committee, and this edition coming up 2014 at the Branch County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday.